ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय। देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 20 टेक्स्ट 49। The rainy season and autumn. Vani, the merchants, Vani, Muni, Nripa, Snatha, Nirgamya, Artha, Prapedhire, Varsha, Rudha, यथा सिद्धा स्वापिंधा काले अघाते वनीन मुनीन रिपास्नाता निर्गम्यार्तान प्रपेदिरे वर्षरूधा यथा सिद्धा स्वापिंडान काल आगते वनीन मुनीन रिपास्नाता निर्गम्यार्तान प्रपेदिरे वर्षरूधा यथा सिद्धा स्वापिंडान काल आगते वनीन मुनीन रिपास्नाता निर्गम्यार्तान प्रपेदिरे वर्षरूधा यथा सिद्धा स्वापिंधान काल आगते Vani, the merchants, Muni, renunciant sages, Nripa, kings, Snata, and Brahmachari students, Nirgamya, going out, Artan, their desired objects, Prapedire, obtained, Varsha, by the rain, Rudha, checked, Yatha, as Siddha, perfected persons, Swapindhan, the forms they aspire for, Kali, when the time Agati has come. Translation: the merchants, sages, kings and brahmachari students kept in by the rain were at last free to go out and attain their desired objects, just as those who achieve perfection in this life can, when the proper time comes, leave the material body and attain their respective forms. Purport: Srila Prabhupada comments, in Vrindavan the autumn season was very beautiful. Then, because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna and Balaram, the mercantile community, the royal order and the great sages were free to move to achieve their desired benedictions. Similarly, the transcendentalists, when freed from the encagement of the material body, also achieved their desired goal. During the rainy season, the mercantile community cannot move from one place to another, and so do not get their desired profit. Nor can the royal order go from one place to another to collect taxes from the people. As for saintly persons who must travel to preach transcendental knowledge, they also are restrained by the rainy season. But during the autumn, all of them leave their confines. In the case of the transcendentalist, be he a jnani, a yogi or a devotee, because of the material body, he cannot actually enjoy spiritual achievement. But as soon as he gives up the body or after death, the jnani emerges into the spiritual effulgence of the Supreme Lord. The yogi transfers himself to the various higher planets and the devotee goes to the planet of the Supreme Lord, Golok Vrindavan, or the Vaikunthas, and thus enjoys his eternal spiritual life. Thus end the purpose of the humble servants of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to the 10th canto, 20th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Rainy Season and the Autumn in Vrindavan. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Yananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yenam Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaham Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sachivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Ripa Sindubhyai Vaja Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padhaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitidamine Namaste Saraswati Devim Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesham Sunyabhadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadharam Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Vanin Muni Nripasnata Nirgam Yarthan Prapedire Varsha Rudha Yatha Siddha Swapindan Kala Agate. Hare Krishna. First of all, I take blessings of all the devotees. In fact, I am not used to sitting on this Vyasasan. But Baldev Prabhu told, insisted, it is for your own purification. So I thought, okay, for my own purification, then surely. So I seek blessing of all the senior devotees and all the Vaishnavas assembled, so that by their power and blessings, they can empower me and I can utter some words in attempt to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hare Krishna. So in this verse, actually today, this is the last verse of this chapter. The rainy season and the autumn, Prabhupada specifically took this chapter and emphasized, because every activity in Vrindavan is very important and glorified. So the last particular verse, Prabhupada is comparing how the eagerness, like people, because rainy season is somehow or the other, of course it is a benefit, it is a benediction by the Lord, somehow or the other for the humanity at large and for all the living entities, because without rain, nourishment cannot grow. So similarly, but at the same time it is an obstacle for an easy flow in life. Like, everyone has to constrain their activities, like they have to stay in one place. But immediately the rainy season ends, the activity begins. This is during Vedic times. Of course, nowadays people do not. But Vedic time, that's why Chaturmasya comes during the rainy season. 4 months, just stay at one place. Even the saintly persons, they do not travel. Even here, the merchants, they just stay at one place. Because that time is a time, especially for the spiritualists to perform sadhana. So even every activity, they just stay at one place. Sthana sthitakata, just stay at one place. Like even, you see, in age of Treta Yuga, the Supreme Personality of God, Lord Ramachandra himself. In fact, he was in search of Mother Sita. But immediately when the 4 months, Chaturmasya, he just said, it's okay, we'll search Sita later. 4 months, let me stay in seclusion. So that's, that TD is still there in Hampi, where Lord Rama, he goes into a cave, and there, sitting in one mudra, holding his heart and is chanting in his beats, that also is within the cave. So 4 months that time is completely no activity. People just prefer to. But immediately the rain finishes, the activity begins. The preachers can go for preaching. So Prabhupada says that the autumn season is very auspicious. Autumn season is a place where all, even the mercantile people can do the activity and everything. But that same example Prabhupada is comparing, what is the comparison? Immediate change of rainy to the autumn, how the nature of the people changes. Just like a spiritualist who are hankering to give up this body and attain to the spiritual form. Prabhupada is comparing this, even Sukadeva Goswami, in fact he is comparing this whole thing. The whole change is like a person who is hankering to give up this material body and attain to the spiritual status. A very important point Prabhupada is emphasizing. Here, actually, the main point is like this material body, one should know, like it will never give us happiness. The material, whatever condition we are, it is always a source of pain. That's why one who has taken the path of spirituality, he always wants to give up this material body. Because from the time of beginning of this body itself, it has got lot of pain, suffering. From the beginning, on the womb itself, the child, completely helpless. Why? Jivatma is there, but still, because of the constraint, because of that confinement, Prabhupada uses this word, that material body and attains the respective forms. Because encagement. Because the body, the jivatma is encaged within this material body, encagement. That's why the spirit is not fully, it has got limitedness, limited activities because of the body. Beginning from the child within the womb, cannot express
completely within, encased within the womb of the mother, all different types of pains, all liquid, filthy things around its body, but cannot express its difficulties because of the material body. And even after coming out of the body, a womb, then again, immediately the child doesn't go to a youth. It has to go through all the ages, Kumara, whatever, small age. That time also when the power of speech is not developed, it cannot express. Even if something is biting, it cannot express. The mother doesn't understand. Because of that engagement within the body, some or the other, like, gives the living entity, doesn't allow the freedom for the living entity to express itself. So this material body is a very big obstacle for a person who wants to progress on the path of spiritual life. So that is why a devotee, he always prefers, some or the other, he has only one goal of life. Here Prabhupada emphasizes, only one goal of life, to give up this material body and to attain to the highest, to the eternal body. That is what Prabhupada says, that the goal, like, just like a spiritualist, his only goal is to go back home, back to Godhead. And the jnanis, they want to attain the Brahman. Similarly, a devotee has only one purpose of life. He doesn't want to just stay in this material world. So, Prabhupada emphasizes, I'll just take some points of Prabhupada. Like, he's like, a devotee, why he is interested in going to the spiritual world? That is very important. Why is he interested in the spiritual world? Because the nature of the living entity, especially one who has taken to the path of devotional service, he wants to serve the Lord. He wants to serve the Lord unlimitedly. But because of the material body, he is not able to serve the Lord unlimitedly. He is limited, he is forced. Anything he wants to do, he is somehow or the other, he is restrained. His desire is there to serve the Lord unlimitedly. But because of the material body, he is forced. But his desire to serve remains. His desire to serve remains. That's why his only goal of life is to return back to the spiritual world. So that he can serve the Lord unlimitedly. He doesn't have any other desires, just so that without any obstacles. That's why Rupa Goswami says, Anya bilashit shunyam jnana karma anavritam anukulena krishna anushilam bhakti ruttama. That without any obstacles, without any hindrances, he wants to offer devotional service. So that is the only purpose for a living entity, to return back to the spiritual world. He doesn't mind, like, whatever, even staying among the devotees and everything. But the whole purpose of like that life is, some or the other, I should return back to the spiritual world. So, Prabhupada says that in 1.2.17, I just took some of the verses. Say that the Lord is more anxious to take us back into His kingdom than we can desire. Most of us do not desire at all to go back to Godhead. Only a very few men want to go back to Godhead. But anyone who desires to go back to Godhead, Shri Krishna helps in all respects. Like, even the desire to go back to the spiritual world, that is very important. It is said that eagerness. Rupa Goswami says that the first preliminary process of devotional service is to have a desire. My Lord, I have a desire to have a direct audience with you. At least initial stage, that's the reason Prabhupada, when he went to the US, first he immediately started preaching, first try to understand that your home is not this place. This is not our home. Our place is there in the spiritual world. Somehow or the other, get out of this material world. Wake up, living entities. Because unless and until a person doesn't develop the urge to have, somehow they have to attain the audience with the Supreme Lord, or having the direct association with the Supreme Lord, or attaining to the lotus feet of the Lord, that eagerness, if it is not there, then a person will never try to progress on the path of devotional service. That eagerness should be there. Somehow or the other, I want to go. This should be my last birth. This should be my last birth. My Lord, I have wasted so many lives just flaunting my desires in this material world, creating great empires, but this should be my last birth. When that desire is there, when that desire is invoked within this heart, then he will eagerly hanker, he will endeavor to
progress on the path of devotional service. Actually, the taste for the devotional service and the hankering comes in the association of that great devotees who are also hankering to go back to home, back home, back to Godhead. Unless and until that association is not there with those people who are hankering, then that desire is not developed. That's why Prabhupada says that initially a living entity should have a preliminary faith that this path is perfect. Some or the other, he should have that faith that this path is perfect. And when he has got the faith that the path is perfect, then he will try to associate with those devotees who are there also endeavoring to go back home, back to God. That is the first qualification. That unless and until a person doesn't have that desire to go to the spiritual world, he will never try to progress on the path of devotional service. He will consider it as one of the type of social activity. Okay, let me just remain. It is one type of spiritual path which will give me some type of goodness. No. This path, this process of Krishna consciousness, it, like Prabhupada says, this is the ultimate process which gives a solution to all the problems. It solves all the problems. It is not for superficial problems which just based on the bodily concept. The whole concept is that somehow or the other one has lost his relationship with his eternal father. He has to develop that reunion. He has to develop that forgotten relationship. Then a person will desire somehow or the other, all these literally so-called problems will be solved. That's the reason Srila Prabhupada was emphasizing on one point. That our purpose of life is to somehow or the other stop this birth, death, old age and disease. Maybe it may seem to us as a very basic understanding. But a person who has not developed, especially on the path of sadhana bhakti, it is not that a person has developed a spontaneous devotional service. We are just endeavoring on the path of devotional service. But gradually, at least initial stage, the preliminary stage, that somehow or the other I should have attained the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. I should somehow or the other attain to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. That's why you see like many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam also. A devotee is always want somehow or the other to clear his all debts in this material world. Even in the example of, I just took this example of Jadabharat. Jadabharat, it's such a exemplary nature of Jadabharat. A person who remembers all his past lives, all his, he knew that he was Maharaj Bharat. He knew that he was the empire of the entire kingdom. But he was so particular because he had developed that desire that, my Lord, I just want to end up everything. That's why when he came in the form of Jadabharat, he was not attached to anything. Neither he was attached to all this empiric philosophy, neither he was attached to all this name, fame, prestige. That was the main disqualification. He knew that in case, suppose, if I show all the symptoms of a pure devotee, people may raise me to the pedestal. And again, that may be an obstacle on my path of devotional service. That's why he behaved like a completely a madman. Completely like avadhut, having no, so that people don't give him much respect. Though born in a Brahminical family, didn't want to give much, take much respect. Completely. But there is one particular verse where Sukadeva Goswami mentions, he says that Jadabharat was eagerly waiting for that right opportunity. For that right opportunity when death personified can come and take away his life. And he can rejoin with the Supreme Lord. His only hankering was somehow or the other, I want to end up this. I don't want all this. Though I am born in a Brahminical family, I don't want all this preliminary, all this, rituals. Because if I get attached to rituals, I may forget. The path of devotional service is something which is something high, which is something beyond words, which is beyond the three modes of material nature. And once a person who has got that taste, then he cannot be attached to all these lower activities in this material world. So somehow the other, he was restraining himself from all the allurements of this material world. Respect, pride, behaving like an avadhut, even his, no one, he didn't even want to be attached to his relatives, so that no one gives him respect. Then ultimately,
I can constantly only meditation to be Ashurvita on the path of, on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. Even that's the reason, even Kunti Maharani, very nice verse, Kunti Maharani says that, my Lord, let my mind just flow like Mother Ganga, which flows to the ocean, without any obstacles. Because whatever it may be, I may be a devotee of great Pandavas who are your devotees, I may be born in the Vrishni dynasty, I may be born in the Kuru dynasty, it is filled. But still, my Lord, somehow it is only connected to the body. The eternal thing is that I am the speck of dust at your lotus feet. And I cannot compromise my position to anything else in these three worlds. So that's why the devotee is only interested, somehow or the other, I am only interested to somehow attain to their lotus feet. Even Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that, Ayi nanda danujakin karam patitam va vishame. Then my Lord, let me become a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Please pick me up. Recently even on Narasingha Chaturdashi, Shamanand Prabhu was giving a very nice example point. That why Jai Vijay preferred? Why Jai Vijay preferred? They were given the option. Okay, how many? Eight lives as a devotee. You can come back. Or three lives as a demon. Which one you prefer? Jai Vijay said that, my Lord, we do not want to establish our name, fame in the earthly planet. We are not concerned. Let the three world consider for the rest of eternity that we are demons. But the mood, the time of separation from you, that we cannot bear. Let the three worlds, for rest of eternity, let them consider that we were demons. We do not worry about that. But how can we restrain ourselves being separated from you? That is a Vaishnava. He can bear anything. He can bear anything, people, whether they give respect or not. But my Lord, not on that you throw me away. Whatever it may be, I want to return. That is a mood. That is a mood. Even Vritrasura, he said that when the story of Vritrasura, he says, he knew that he was born in a demon because of some discrepancy, because of some mistake. But when Indra came in front of him, he was giving him, Indra, do like this. That thunderbolt is made of Dadichi's bone. You kill it. Why you are afraid? Though, actually a devotee at the same time is not irresponsible. It is not that, okay, we know that our purpose of life is to go back home, back to, okay, now forget it. That's the reason Krishna even says in the Bhagavad Gita, it is not that a saintly person is free from, is not a, like a, doesn't do any activities. He does his activity. But at the same time, the concept is there that somehow or the other, this is just my duty. My ultimate purpose is to attain to the lotus feet, go back home, back to Godhead. It is not, this is my, not my natural position. That's why Vritrasura said that, Indra, do it. Why are you afraid? Don't you have faith in that Dadiji's weapon? Kill it. And immediately he did his duty. He just swallowed Indra. He was not, okay, I just lie down. No, he did his duty. But at the same time, the back of the thought should be, I should return back home, back to Godhead. I cannot leave without from the separation of the Lord. I can bear anything, but not the separation of the Lord. That is a mood. Even Prabhupada, that's why I was just reading this one particular past time when Prabhupada was in New York. Prabhupada was in deep contemplation. And then he was saying that, it may seem that I am there in New York sitting, but my mind is constant in Vrindavan. Constantly thinking, how, when will I attain? There's one particular this thing, in when Prabhupada was leaving for US, that time 3 days had passed in Jaladut. And that time he writes a poetry, of course just before Markineya Bhagavad Dharma. There's one part, this thing, how he was hankering, a pure devotee hankers for the association of the Supreme Lord. Constantly remembering Krishna. He says here this, Tomara milane bhai, abharasi sukha bhai, gocharane guridina bhor, kathabane chuta chuti, bane kahi luta puti, sedina kabe hama mor. Oh my dear brother, in your company I will experience great joy once again, wandering about the pastures and fields. I'll pass the entire day with you in tending the cows, joking with you and frolicking throughout so many forests of Braj. I will roll upon the ground in spiritual ecstasy. When will that day be mine? He's Lord, a devotee says, when my Lord, when that day be mine, I'll have direct audience. That is the eagerness of a devotee. He's just waiting, that eagerness. That's why Prabhupada says that, Laulyam ekamatra moulyam.
To purchase Krishna, there's only one price. Laulyam ekamatra moulyam. One should have developed that burning eagerness. That I want to see Krishna in this lifetime. I want to see Krishna in this lifetime. I want to attain to the lotus feet. If a person has that desire, then even if Krishna doesn't want him to return to spiritual world, he doesn't feel any pain. Because he is completely surrendered. It's okay, my Lord. He sees the presence of the Lord everywhere. That is what the mood of Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in that mood. How can we this? But it is said that how can we give up this taste for this material desire? Unless and until a person doesn't have that highest desire of attaining to the Supreme Lord, this lower taste will not go. And the taste of bhakti, the taste of Krishna Prem or returning back home, back to Godhead, will only come with when we associate with those people who have that same desire. Who are day in and day out just trying to endeavor, or who are there, or who, great Mahatmas who are there on the path. The earth is not bereft of such great Mahatmas. The only problem is that we do not search for that great Mahatmas. Till the time the holy name is there in this world, the great Mahatmas are still there, who are relishing the constant association of the Supreme Lord. Only thing that we do not have that desire. We do not have the desire. The great Mahatmas are there. The kingdom of God is there. That's the reason a person, when he has got that desire, he would always try to prefer among the association of devotees. And he is eagerly waiting for that right opportunity where he can go to the spiritual world. That's why Prabhupada, if you have heard, Prabhupada used to constantly meditate on one particular verse, which is to always emphasize, this should be the mood of a devotee. Is to always say, anytime, whenever we use Bhaktivedanta archives, where Prabhupada is constantly reciting that verse became very famous. Or Mukundamala Sutta. Krishna Tvadiya Padapankaja Panjarantam Adhyaivame Vishatu Manasa Rajahamsa Prana Prayana Samayet Kavavata Pitte Kantavarodhana Vidau Smaranam Kutaste. He is constantly, though Kulashekara Perumal, he is coming from Sri Vaishnava, but Prabhupada used to say this is the most important Mukundamala Sutta. On that verses they composed a book, Mukundamala Sutta, and among that verses this is the key verse. Krishna Tvadiya, Krishna, please take me now. Can you imagine? That is a devotee's hankering. Krishna, take me now. Now I am ready. I am ready, my Lord. Take me now. Because now my mind is completely clear. I can focus on your lotus feet. This is the right time. Take me now. Because if not, then at the time of death, my throat will be choked with kapha and vata and pitta. And I will not be able to remember you. Let the swan of my mind, just like the swan gets entangled and derives pleasure in only getting entangled in the roots of the lotus. Similarly, my mind, let it be entangled and let it not come out. I don't mind my mind to be coming out of there. Let it be entangled. I don't mind at all. Let it get suffocated. It's okay. But not on the pretext that it comes out and gets allured by this material anchoring. Take it now. Now I got a desire. Now I got a desire. That is a test of a devotee. If death personified comes immediately and it stands, is a devotee ready? Yes, my Lord, I am ready. That is the mood of a devotee. Even example of Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj, when immediately he had the power. He had the power to counter curse Sringi. He had the power to Samodaya nullify his curse. But when he came to know that only 7 days is anchoring, immediate renunciation. I was waiting for this day. I was waiting for this opportunity. And he made all the preparations somehow or the other to attain to the lotus feet of the Lord. He didn't even take a single moment to establish his empire or to explain to his descendants. Okay, one day I'll explain to my son Jama, this Janmejaya. And then I'll take. No, Lord is there. One who has produced this kingdom, he knows how to take care of the kingdom. I am no one. My time has come. My time has come. Now I have to surrender. Immediately he anchored. Okay, my Lord. And he was waiting. The first question, Sukadeva Goswami, what is the duty of a person who is about to die? How he can attain to the lotus feet of the Lord? And that is what a rapt attention is. The absorption in Krishna consciousness can be indicated, the seriousness of his Krishna consciousness can be shown by his action, how much he is absorbed.
He doesn't mind the threefolds of material nature affecting on him. He doesn't mind people giving him troubles. He doesn't mind having troubles from the three gunas. His absorption is so deep that he forgets. Forgets hunger, thirst, sleep. Nidra, ahara, vihara, kadi, vijitau, chatyanta, dhinau, chayog. Forgets nidra, ahara, everything. That is absorption. Imagine, the one who could not tolerate a drop of thirst, thirst from Samika Rishis, but he could wait for 7 days, 7 days deep absorption, and even not just of mental, any little bit of change in the recitation of Sukadeva Goswami is to ask, Gurudev, you are not mentioned that. Brahma Vimonila, why? That means Sukadeva Goswami could understand, he is deeply absorbed. It is not just mechanically hearing, he is deeply absorbed. That absorption will come only when a person has got really hankered to attain Krishna's lotus feet. That hanker is very important. Hankering. Somehow or the other, I want to go attain to the lotus feet of the Lord. I want to attain Krishna in this lifetime. Then he will seek. He will somehow or the other seek. Can I? What is the duty? And in fact, it is mentioned. He was so prompt. He is so prompt. Immediately, when Sukadeva Goswami finished, it is said in the Bhagavatam that Maharaj Parikshit had already left back to the spiritual world. It was only the dead body which Takshaka came and bit. He had already left. It was just a nimitta matra. It was just for a few moments, an excuse. But otherwise, Maharaj Parikshit was completely, he was completely aloof of the three modes. That is what a devotee hankers for. Somehow or the other, I should be hankering to attain to the lotus feet of the Lord. Laulyam ekamatra moolyam. Prabhupada says laulyam. So how can we get that laulyam? How can we get that laulyam? Janma koti jina sukriti. It is not by millions of amount of years of tapasya we get that laulyam. Okay, I have got eagerness. Prabhupada says, he says in one of the lectures, oh laulyam. Okay, I got that eagerness. Eagerness? No! It is not easy. That eagerness comes by the grace of the pure devotees. By the grace of the pure devotee, when a person gives an oral reception to the words of the great Mahatmas, then that laulyam comes. Then he understands to give this material hankering, it is not easy. It may take lifetimes. It may take lifetimes. But when a person gives an oral reception with that desire, that somehow or the other I should perfect my human life. I should return back to the spiritual world. That's why even Prabhupada always gives this emphasis. One example of Jagatarini Mataji. It was a very good example, very touching. Everyone knows Jagatarini Mataji. She's a good wife of Burijan Prabhu. So her former life, she was an actress. She was residing in Australia. So then one day, when she took to path of devotional service, whole of Sydney and everywhere, Australia, everyone came to know. I don't know exactly what was her previous name, but it came a headline, Dash turns a Hare Krishna devotee. And there were two photographs. One has in a formal dress, in something like, which could not be appreciated by devotees. And other in a very menial service, cleaning the pot, turning to Hare Krishna. And it came in front of Prabhupada's newspaper. Prabhupada was impressed. Really good. Hare Krishna are becoming famous. Even world is hankering to. And Prabhupada, see, and many devotees, she was not there. She knew that such article has been printed in newspaper. And she didn't know. And she came to know that Prabhupada has got that paper in his hand. So Prabhupada said, oh, see, what a nice picture. And Prabhupada explained, in this picture, she is acting to be happy, but she is not happy. But in this picture, she is so blissful. This is a swabhavik guna. And then he called Jagatarini. And he called Jagatarini Mataji. And then he told Jagatarini, see, give this one life to Krishna. Just give this one life to Krishna. I am not asking anything more. Just give this one life to Krishna. What difference does it make? One life can't you give to Krishna? Because if you give this one life to Krishna, you have no more material life in the future. That is what a trick of spiritual life is. Initially you just, chant Hare Krishna, but the secret behind is that one life, and Lord is not concerned how many more lives, just one life. Actually, this is the only movement. The Prabhupada's movement is the only movement which emphasizes that it is very near. It is not much endeavor. Chant Hare Krishna and go back home. This lifetime itself, this is the only movement, Prabhupada says that. Otherwise everyone says, oh, it is not so easy. I have heard from many other sannyasis or from other sects, it is not easy. Even after millions of years of tapasya, it is not easy to attain Vaikuntha. But actually a path of devotion is a path of encouragement. It is not a path of discouragement. No, you can't attain Krishna. It is a path, no, you can do it. Anyone, even a child can attain to path of devotion. Prabhupada says that, even a child in that Hare Krishna mantras, this thing, this Krishna Ganga movement is so simple, it's so simple. Even a child can attain to the lotus feet. He can also take to this path of devotion service. This is a path of encouragement. Prabhupada didn't say, oh, you are disqualified. No, qualified. You are not, you are late. No. Anyone, even if a person sincerely follows the four regulative principles and chants Hare Krishna, he will surely attain Krishna in this lifetime itself. This is my guarantee. This is the only movement. Actually, a person who has got complete faith in Prabhupada's words, he'll always be chased to this International Society for Krishna Consciousness. If he understood the depth of the philosophy of Srila Prabhupada, he'll understand what Prabhupada has given is something which the three worlds also you cannot get in. Even, there are two, three examples, but one example, one of our leaders, Aindra Prabhu, he used to always say that whenever there used to be some problems, like problems are always there but natural, whether it is spiritual, there is devotional service or whether it is material problem. But a person really knows what is a Siddhanta, he will not be disturbed by this problem. So even when he was doing his 24-hour kirtans, there used to be problems, sometimes by management, sometimes the same. So, but others people, they were ready. They used to call, Aindra Prabhu, you want to do 24-hour kirtan? Come, come. We are there. You do here in our mat. You come to here. We'll do, allow you to do it. But Aindra Prabhu says, no. How can I show my face to Srila Prabhupada? Prabhupada's movement is perfect. I have got complete faith. These may be superficial. They'll not, that is not the ultimate. This, because I have got a material body, I have to suffer. But what this movement is giving, that is the highest perfection. If I know the depth, I will not be disturbed by all these tribulations in my life. A person who has got that understanding, he will not be disturbed by all this problem. So he said that, I just want to be faithful to Srila Prabhupada. Because when we were completely battling in this material world, with all these three modes of material nature, this was the only saintly person who came, who left Vrindavan and crossed across the three oceans. For whom? Just to save all the humanity at large. See, if that time when he has saved me, how can I be unchaste when he requires me the most? Whatever it may, I'll stay in this moment. That is what a person, if he has got the importance, if he knows the value of this Krishna conscious movement, he'll not give up this Krishna conscious movement to his last. He should know the value. It is like a person who knows the value of the diamond, he'll never take it very cheaply. First of all, the problem is that we do not know it is a diamond. We can say, okay, it is a part of my life. Okay, it is because everyone is doing, I am doing it. No, it is my life and soul. It is my life and soul. This diamond is very rare. If I lose it, I am gone. If he knows the value, then he'll take every moment of Krishna consciousness as a privilege. He'll consider it a privilege. His chanting of the holy name, he'll consider it a privilege. His honoring of prasad, he'll consider it a privilege. His associating with the devotees, he'll consider it a privilege. Because he knows that he is not qualified. Somehow or the other, the devotees have made him qualified. And it's a rare privilege to be among the association of the Mahatmas. How rare is to get the association of the devotee who is chanting the holy name. Who is rare? It is so rare to get a person who is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. He said, Mahaprabhu, that's why he says to Kulina, one who has taken to the path of chanting Hare Krishna, he is a Vaishnav. He is a Vaishnav. Then he knows, he values everyone. He values, he knows, if I leave them, then I am gone. Then he knows that if I just stay in this moment,
my path of back home, back to God is for sure. I'll reach back to the spiritual. It is for sure. But for sure. So how that thing can come? Prabhupada gives a very good example. That a person with rapt attention for chanting is needed. That rapt attention. Some or the other with a rapt attention. And once that, how that rapt attention will come? When a person is in pure in mind. Some or the other issue. That's why the only Prabhupada, one of our leaders, he says that in part of our devotional service, only two things are required. One should be sincere, one should be serious. Three things. One should be sincere, one should be serious, and without any ulterior motive. He should be sincere. Somehow or the other, I should not cheat Krishna. He should be sincere. And that sincerity will also come if he is somehow or the other having a desire to be sincere. That desire should be there. So if a person is pure in mind, then he can be pure in action. And if he is pure in action, how can pure in action come when all his eating, sleeping and other activities are impure? So Prabhupada gives us four keywords. He says, how to protect oneself. First is, learn to study the Shastras nicely. Chant 16 rounds attentively. Follow the four regulative principles strictly. And don't take this moment cheaply. Don't take this moment cheaply. Prabhupada once when he was during his arrival, he said one day, that video CD is still there. That you young boys and girls, you are taken to this path of devotional service. Take this movement very seriously. It is a very simple process. You just chant and then you return back to the spiritual world. And you have got so many activities. Getting up early in the morning, chanting. It is not that Krishna consciousness is not without any activities. The mind can be completely be used in spiritual activities. So do not mind. Just take this movement very seriously. And you will return home back to Godhead in this lifetime. It is my guarantee. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, even I too. Is few, 5 minutes, any questions? Or we can end this class. Grantha Srimad Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, before the question, I think if I am not able to answer, you only have to answer.
I am not testing you, I am asking you. We always hear we have to strive to go back to Godhead. At the same time, Mahaprabhu is saying, Mama Janmani Janmani Ishvare Bhavatat Bhakti Rahaituki. I don't mind being here in this world if I can just remember you and serve you. So, on one hand, there is this hankering to go back to Godhead. On the other hand, there is this to please Krishna, I can be in the world. So, how do we accommodate these two? Should we go back or should we stay here? Or should we...
Of course, it seems like this is a contradictory statement.
Nowadays, I am more into contradictions. How to accommodate?
Prabhupada says this is the preliminary qualification. It is a preliminary stage. At least if he tries to, at least that's why Prabhupada says that many people, at least they initially people they do not even have a desire to go back to Godhead. At least a person should at least have a desire. At least once if he has the called a desire, then this what you call in Hindi it is said this material, what is it, chhata. Bhautik ruchi ki je chhata hai, je hankering, that will automatically go away if he develops a spiritual desire. To some or the other end is, this should be my last birth. But this is just, Prabhupada says, it's just a beginning. But Krishna consciousness is a deep science. It is a deep ocean. It is a deep ocean. Gradually a person, when he comes to that level,
Golok Vrindavan is not that something, it is a particular place. When a spiritual life, heart is completely spiritualized, Golok is within his heart. Then every place becomes Golok. The only, even it is not that Srila Prabhupada emphasized going back to Godhead, that doesn't mean that he was emphasizing on liberation. The purpose of going back home, back to Godhead means a person should hanker to attain the association of the Lord. To be always in the process of devotional service. Devotional service is non-different from Krishna. Then a person doesn't have any this thing, whether because it is the only problem that we are not able to perceive the spiritual world everywhere. But a person, when he develops the taste, attaining the Supreme Person of God's lotus feet, then even when the Supreme Lord wants to come, my dear, I'll take my, no, my Lord, is the process of devotional service going on there? Then I'll come. The devotional service is much, much higher than all this liberation and everything. Prabhupada emphasizing on back home, back to God, it means the ultimate purpose is one should have a desire for this devotional service. Then the activity is not something here and there. One simple example Prabhupada says about a sadhu, sage. He gives the example of sage. When sage was moving on the day, he had an audience with one brahmachari. Brahmachari came and he said, give me blessings. He said, Marova, you die immediately. And then he further goes and he meets a prince. He says, Jehovah, keep on living. And then he meets a butcher. He says, na jivo na maro, don't die, don't live. But when he meets a devotee, he says, ya jivo ya maro, whether you live, whether you die. What is it saying? Prabhupada says that brahmachari, he has done so many amount of tapasya. Better you die immediately, you will attain to either the spiritual world or the heavenly planets. Die immediately. And prince, because of so much accumulation of wealth, he is into all sinful activities. Better you keep on living, because if you die, your reaction is very bad. But a butcher, even while living, he is giving anxiety to other living entities. When he is dying, kingdom of Yamaraj is waiting for him. But for a devotee, whether you live, whether you die. Because here also, tirthani kurtvanti tirthani. Your presence is creating spiritual world everywhere. And even if you die, you will go back to spiritual world. Or even if you don't go back to spiritual world, you will create spiritual world everywhere. So even Prabhupada, because initially this was the phrases which Prabhupada emphasized, because he wanted to awaken a person. Awake, O Jivatma, awake. First try to understand this is not your home, it is a toilet. It's a sauchalye. It is a toilet. Wake up, this is not your origin. Your position is back to Godhead. This was initial stage. Had he told you, oh please keep on living, it just doesn't matter. Because the importance of devotion will come when a person develops hankering for Krishna. That hankering should be there. Then a person, he doesn't mind. Sridhar Kolavej, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ask Kolavej, ask something, ask. Say, no my Lord, I don't want anything. Ask for the liberation. I don't want. Because the taste of devotion service is so sweet that I don't want anything. Even Dhruva Maharaj, because of that chanting, Swami in Kritar Tosmin Varam Na Jayate, I don't want anything my Lord. But initial stage, a person should have the desire. Even Prabhupada says, devotion service goes deep and deep and deep. That is one type of trick for a person. You are already tricked in the path of devotion service. But it is not a trick. The process itself becomes a goal of a person. He wants only chant. Tunde, Tandava, Tanuyate. Rupa Goswami said, that one word, Krishna, when it enters, I don't want, I cannot give up. Let me have thousands of tongues. His only desire is to keep on chanting. This is the goal, the process becomes his goal. It is much, much higher. So Prabhupada also is emphasizing same. It is the initial stage. Wake up. Initially get up. Because we are all not on the process spontaneous, especially me. I am not on the process spontaneous devotion. At least wake up. Oh, death person is, at least I should be finishing my last. That wake up, that awareness, the urgency should be there. That somehow or the other, human life is very rare. But then it goes. So it is not a contradictory. Come deep into the philosophy and then... గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కీ జై.